At least two Alaskans are dead, and another is wounded after a gunman's rampage at an outdoor concert in Las Vegas. Many other residents were at the event and fled to safety, sending messages back to family late into the night and into today. Mike Kronk lives in Tok. He was at the Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival when gunshots erupted late Sunday night. He described what happened during an interview with ABC News that included pre-recorded video footage of the shooting.
It was very horrifying. At first, it sounded like fireworks, and then my buddy that was standing right next to me said, "I'm hit." And then we knew it was real.
The friend hit was 52-year-old Rob McIntosh of North Pole. According to the Alaska Dispatch News, McIntosh's family say he's expected to make a full recovery. He's one of more than 500 people injured in the shooting. Kronk says he waited for the gunfire to stop before he and others climbed over a fence, loaded McIntosh into a cart, and rushed to safety. They loaded four injured people into a truck and raced to get them to medical care.
One of the guys in our truck did not make it either. I carried him out of the truck and he passed away in my arms.
The shooting is being called the worst in modern U.S. history, with 59 people dead as of this afternoon. Among them is Anchorage resident Doreen Anderson, who, according to social media, called herself a stay-at-home mother and who was involved with the Alaska Aces hockey franchise. Her daughter wrote on Facebook that Anderson was one of the victims. Another was 35-year-old Adrian Murfitt, a graduate of Diamond High School in Anchorage, who commercial fished out of Chignik on the Alaska Peninsula. Murfitt's mother, Ivana, described her son as tall, handsome, and shy most of the time. Murfitt spoke from her home. She says her son was a big country music fan and went to the festival annually. This year, he was celebrating a successful fishing season.
For his R&R, he decided to go down there with his lifetime friend from Anchorage here, Brian McKinnon.
Murfitt began learning about what was happening from one of her son's ex-girlfriends, who was also at the festival, and called crying in a panic and said she thought she'd seen Adrian get shot. Murfitt says she stayed up all night.
We've called the Red Cross. We called all the hospitals because we didn't know if he was one of the ones that was in the trauma unit or not. But nobody had any records of him, so I still don't know where he is. Nobody's called me, but Brian saw him die. So I called Brian about 6 o'clock this morning, and he finally told me.
Murfitt says her son was killed in the first round of shots that rained down on tens of thousands of concertgoers. In videos posted to social media of the assault, long bursts of what sounds like automatic gunfire cut through a performance by country musician Jason Aldean. The New York Times reports that at least 20 rifles were found inside the 32nd floor hotel room of the suspected gunman, Nevada resident Stephen Paddock, including AR-15s, rifles set up on tripods and outfitted with scopes, along with hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Paddock is believed to have killed himself before law enforcement reached him, and no motive is yet known. Murfitt says that among his siblings, family, and friends, her son will be tremendously missed.
He was just enjoying life, and it's just such a terrible thing that happened. It's just a young man enjoying life, having a good time after a hard season of work. And I love him. I love him.
It's not known how many Alaskans were in Las Vegas for the festival. Throughout Monday, stories came in of relatives calling and scouring social media to locate loved ones who's attended, including Governor Bill Walker, who announced his niece had texted him from the basement of a hotel as she hid from the shooter. Flags in Alaska and around the country will be flown at half-mast until Friday.